Information is free.
The law? Okay.
There is hope.
When ignorance is converted into knowledge,
we can't clear the border on
shows.
The law?
The country.
Whether he went on with the diary, or whether he did not go on with it, made no difference. The thought police would get him just the same.
Nietzsche said, without music, life would be a mistake. And I'm not going to make that mistake, my friends. Welcome to the 125th episode of Media Monarchy. My name is James Evan Pilato. I'm your host and webmaster of the site and show MediaMonarchy.com, where since October 2006, I've been bringing you, my way of the Portland Radio Authority, PRARadio.org, all the news, politics, conspiracies, and cover-ups. This episode, however, is something different. It's a musical monarchy, something I've wanted to do, something I hope you'll enjoy. 2 hours, cutting edge. It's a musical monarchy. It's May 29th, 2009. It's episode 125 of MediaMonarchy.com.
Suicidal love.
course, none other than Marilyn Manson. Brand new music from the new record, The High End of Low. Armageddon motherfucking Geddon. And that's how we're going to start this 125th episode of MediaMonarchy.com. It's May 29th, 2009, and it's a musical monarchy, something I've wanted to do for quite some time. I come from indie radio on the East Coast, WSHC 89.7 FM. I miss playing radio. I miss playing provocative music and turning people on to new ideas. Now I do it with news, politics, conspiracies, and cover-ups, but we can still do it with music. Blasting out live every Friday morning, as always, from the Portland Radio Authority, praradio.org, and the Revere Radio Network, the worldwide home of free speech. Also, thanks to 98.5 Free Radio Olympia, Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 93.9 Boulder, freeradio.com, KBFR, and CascadiaPublicRadio.org, all reblasted Media Monarchy.
This is Cascadia Public Radio.
You can, of course, hit me up on Facebook, YouTube, Yahoo, IM, Skype, Twitter, iTunes, RadioForAll.net, and Archive.org. One of my longest-running shows on WSHC was called Skinny, an hour remix show. Some of those are available online. Skinnypodcast.blogspot.com. God willing, some time, I'll add all the episodes up. They're amazing, live in the studio remixes done back 2001 to 2005 on WSHC. So I hope you'll enjoy this episode half as much as I will. We've got an amazing blast of music. We've got M83, Emergency Broadcast Network, Immortal Technique, Dead Kennedys, Thievery Corporation, Anti-Pop Consortium, Black Rebel Motorcycle Club, Fugazi, Primal Scream, so much more. We're listening to a little bit of Government Secret by Mixmaster Mike off his Anti-Theft Device record, 1998. Of course, the Beastie's DJ. But this is how it's going to be, my friends. It's a musical monarchy. May 29th, 2009. This is the 125th episode of MediaMonarchy.com. Remember, Nietzsche said, without music, life would be a mistake. Here's The Faint with Paranoia. Attack.
Working now. down, falling for a cooking reel, stocking up on medicine, buying paper to do something bad. Oh yeah.
Yeah. right, some people. Operator, just entertain the people till the live recording go on. See? Come on, go running. In. Oh, wait. What are we time fly fast? Before we even go in there, the live recording will start.
With the words of wisdom.
What Brian Jackson used to refer to as the ex officio blues. slouching, face down on pavement.
It's about
entertainment.
Fugazi, Cash Out, from their 2001 record, The Argument, that actually just came out just a few weeks after 9/11. And no, you're not tuned into the wrong show. You're on the right show. Yes, this is the 125th episode of MediaMonarchy.com. My name is Shane Seven Pilato, your host and webmaster. And on this Musical Monarchy episode, I'm your DJ. Before that, we heard Pedestrian with their track Arrest the President from their 2004 record, Un-Indian Songs. Before that, Armageddon Time from Willie Williams. You might know that from The Clash covering that track. Primal Screams, Kill All Hippies from their Exterminator record from 2000. And, of course, The Faint, Paranoia Attack from their 2004 album, Wet from Birth. We're just getting started here on this Musical Monarchy episode. Again, I'll tell you, kind of know what I'm doing here. I did a lot of radio. I did about 10 years of FM radio in Shepherdstown, West Virginia, 89.7 WSHC. But right now I'm on the Portland Radio Authority and the Revere Radio Network and Free Radio Olympia and Boulder Free Radio and Cascadia Public Radio. Doing things and playing songs I wouldn't be able to get away with on the regular FCC-approved FM station where I was back east. Now we're on the internet, and now it's Armageddon motherfucking Geddon. And it's also the apocalypse. Or at least, there's a lot of talk about the apocalypse.
The apocalypse is coming. That's the one thing I like about Joe Joe. I really think he can get us into the fucking apocalypse. Like, the biblical. I really think he believes that he will be the guy, you know, in the white hat. Like, I think he's read that Stephen King novel, The Stand, a couple times, you know? And he really thinks there's a dark man in the desert somewhere, and he's going to fight him or something like that. Which, here's the thing. If the apocalypse happens, it doesn't have to be all bad. Here's how you can make it work for you, all right, when the apocalypse happens. And I mean, and you'll know when it's happening because zombies. But here's the thing. If the apocalypse happens, then that means I'm wrong and there is a God and there is an afterlife. But here's the good news. In the afterlife, like in heaven, you'll be in the fucking VIP section of eternity. Because everyone else up there will be like, hey, man, how'd you die? And you're like, fucking bus accident. Like, how about you, man? They're like, fire ants. And like, how'd you die, man? Like, how'd I die? In the fucking apocalypse! Oh, my God! It was awesome! I'm in the velvet rope section of eternity! You should have fucking been there, man. The fucking volcanoes came out of the ground and they spewed menstrual blood into the sky. And then it formed into Avril Lavigne's face. And she recited the Goodwill Hunting screenplay. And then the words turned into sentient razors and they just bored into your flesh. And just Joe Pirosh was president and mediocrity held sway. It was amazing. Oh, my God. I'm in the VIP. Where my pockies at? Where my other pockies at? How's my pockies? I really want the apocalypse to happen. Honestly, don't you?
My dear apocalyptic friend, convince the world will shortly end. I only wanna hold you in my arms and whisper softly that it's alright if God decides to kill the light and back to the stars. We return.
In a race, standing still.
These words are all I have to offer. The author launching his dozen, walking New Yorker, covered in ash behind the crash, with an open gash, staggered behind every pilot is a dagger. The antagonist never agonizes. Him with the voltage, it was repulsive. The vultures fighting impulses and missing pulses. Are you sure what you're fighting for? War with the cinematic score. The cries for a painful repercussion. Blows, crushing, nothing to grieve. Us in the weed, plus it doesn't matter. Cause the symptoms show much later in the greater scheme of things. The things that seem most important aren't what they warrant. The tormented screams make the extremes seem unreal. I'm walking through an open mausoleum and seeing the frames peel.
Dancer, flying from the ceiling to the stage in front of your eyes. Calm with a prize, breathing your season, reason from seasons. Days and equations I made in a maze. I lead to a page that turns into sage. Guide my ways, I'm a cave that meets with the sun. I slide on my shades, feet drop like grenades. And since we've mentioned the tragic day, our candy pop like AKs overseas. And the desert breeze hiding in trees, trying to find easy things in the pools. While meanwhile, food's gonna fit in. Back to like making shit sick. I'll Hitchcock back with a twist and pitch. While the wall strikes, throw up your mitts. Everybody give it up with a pump of the fist. We dump out the tip. Don't switch. Game lock. You're quick. This is some shit.
Black Rebel Motorcycle Club with a track from their 2007 B-Sides collection, American X, a track that was originally called U.S. Government. In this case, it's called MK Ultra. Of course, named after the declassified CIA program of mind control. Before that, we heard Conspiracy of Myth from the Anti-Pop Consortium from their 2002 Warp Records release, Arrhythmia. We heard Eef Barzelay, ex-lead singer of Clem Snide, with his track Apocalyptic Friend. Before that, from his Lose Big record from last year, and kicked it off with A Call for the Apocalypse from Patton Oswalt from his 2004 record Feeling Kinda Patton. You're listening to The Musical Monarchy. It's the 125th episode of Media Monarchy. My name is James Evan Pilato, your host and webmaster and DJ of MediaMonarchy.com. Spinning all kinds of music, some you've heard before on previous episodes of Media Monarchy, some you have not. And I think it's important to note, in what is essentially pop music, we can address big issues. And I think that's what I tried to do back east when I was the music director. And it's something I do now, although cutting straight to the news. But the music can act as a little bit of sugar to make the bad news go down. But what I wanted to mention... Oh, wait. I think we're getting a special announcement.
We interrupt this program with a special bulletin. America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorney. Shut up! Do not attempt to think or depression may occur. Stay in your home. Curfew is at 7 p.m. start after work.
God I'm trying to make no
Brit pop glam rock of Suede with their track Money from their double disc B-side collection from 2000. No, much older than that, 97. Sci-Fi Lullabies. Before that, we heard 33 Degree from Thievery Corporation and their record from last year called Radio Retaliation that we, of course, spent time on Media Monarchy, where they note martial law, the Federal Reserve, the shadow government. And before that, we heard Jello Biafra and Pressure Drop mixed together by Cold Cut from Cold Cut's Journeys by DJ mix album from 96. It was Jello's message from our sponsor and Pressure Drop's Unify. Yes, you are listening to the correct station. It's May 29th, 2009. It's the 125th episode of Media Monarchy. My name's James Evan Pilato. I'm your host and webmaster and DJ for this musical monarchy. We're just about into hour number two, and let me remind you that Media Monarchy is originally broadcast every Friday morning at 10 a.m. Pacific Time from the Portland Radio Authority, praradio.org, simulcast 1 p.m. Eastern on the worldwide home of free speech, revereradio.net. Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, rebroadcast thanks to 98.5 Free Radio Olympia, frolympia.org, 93.9 boulderfreeradio.com, KBFR, and cascadiapublicradio.org. We're halfway through, my friends, and again, I hope you're enjoying this half as much as I enjoy doing it for you. Like I said, I used to be a music DJ on the East Coast on WSHC. Some of my mix shows are available on a halfway constructed website, skinnypodcast.blogspot.com. Some of those full shows are available, and I can't mention those without throwing out thanks to my man Kurt from Magnanimous Records, magnanimous.org. A lot of the time, he was my co-host and co-DJ for the Skinny broadcast on WSHC. But this is Media Monarchy, generally your source for news, politics, conspiracies, and cover-ups. But we're doing a little something special for the 125th episode. It's a musical monarchy. A lot more to come. Emergency Broadcast Network, M83, Jarvis Cocker, Immortal Technique. But I need to actually take a moment. I need to make a phone call, so just hold on a second.
Whoa. jockeys, his squad didn't even show up. I tell you, that man is unreliable. Russians had their finger on the button just like we did for that one. Just think for a minute. We can make this war so big, so big. The more people we kill in this war, the more the economy will prosper. We can get rid of practically everybody on your dole queue. That's right. Take every loafer of welfare right off our computer rolls. So don't worry about those demonstrators. Just pump up your drug supply. So many people hook themselves on heroin and amphetamine since we took over. Just like Vietnam, we had everybody so busy with LSD they never got too strong. Yet the war functioning just fine. It's easy. We got our college kids so interested in beer, they don't even care if we start manufacturing germ bombs again. Or a nuclear stockpile in their backyard, they wouldn't even know what it looks like. So how about it? Look, war is money. The arms manufacturers tell me unless we get our bomb factories up to full production, the whole economy is going to collapse. The Soviets are in the same boat. We all agree the time has come to the big one. So what do you say?
That was marvelous.
That's excellent. We knew you'd agree. The companies will be very pleased.
The new age is upon us. Yet the past refuses to rest in its shallow grave. For those who hide behind the false image of the Son of Man shall stand before God, God, God.
Voice of racism preaching the gospel is devilish. A fake church called the Prophet Muhammad a terrorist. Forgetting God is not religion, but a spiritual bond. And Jesus is the most quoted prophet in the Quran. They bombed innocent people trying to murder Saddam. When you gave them those chemical weapons to go to war with Iran, this is the information that they hold back from Peter Jennings. This Condoleezza Rice is just a new age Sally Hemings. I break it down with critical language and spiritual anguish. The Judas that hangs. The guilt of betraying Christ, who murdered and stole his religion, and painted in white, translated in psychologically painted philosophy, conservative political right-wing ideology, glued together sloppily, the blasphemy of a nation, got my back to the wall, cause I'm facing assassination, Guantanamo Bay, federal incarceration, how could it be, the land of the free, home of the brave, indigenous holocaust, and the home of the slaves, corporate America, dancing off beats of the rhythm. You really think this country never sponsored terrorism? Human rights violations, we continue the saga. El Salvador and the Contras and Nicaragua. And on top of that, you still want to take me to prison. Just cause I won't trade humanity for patriotism. It's like MK Ultra controlling your brain. Suggestive thinking, causing your perspective to change. They want to rearrange the whole point of view of the ghetto. The fourth branch of the government wants to settle a bandana. Are full of glittering generality, fighting for freedom and fighting terror. But what's reality? Freedom about the history of the place that we live in. And stop letting corporate news tell lies to your children. Flow like the blood of Abraham through the Jews and the Arabs, broken apart like a woman's heart, abused in the marriage, the brink of holy war, bottled up like a miscarriage. Embedded correspondence don't tell the source of the tension, and they refuse to even mention European intervention or the massacres in Jenin. The innocent screams, U.S. manufactured missiles and M16s, weapon contracts and corrupted American dreams, media censorship blocking out the video screens, the continent of oil kingdoms bought for a bargain. Democracy is just a word when the people are starving, the average citizen made to be blind to the reason, a desert full of genocide where the bodies are freezing and the world doesn't believe that you're fighting for freedom. Some people fucked the Middle East and gave birth to a demon. It's open season with the CIA bugging my crib, trapped in a ghetto region like a Palestinian kid, where nobody gives a fuck whether you die or you live. I'm trying to give the truth, and I know the price is my life. But when I'm gone, they'll sing a song about immortal technique, who beheaded the president and the princes and sheiks. You don't give a fuck about us. I can see through your facade like a fallen angel standing in the presence of God. Bitch, nigga, scared of the truth when it looks at you hard. It's like MK Ultra controlling your brain, suggestive thinking causing your perspective to change. They wanna rearrange the whole point of view in the ghetto. The fourth branch of the government want us to settle. A bandana full of glittering generality, fighting for freedom and fighting terror. But what's reality? Martial law is coming soon to the hood to kill you while you hanging your flag out your project window. Yeah. The fourth branch of the government, aka the media, seems to now have a retirement plan for ex-military officials, as if their opinion was at all unbiased. A machine shouldn't speak for men, so shut the fuck up, you mindless drone. And you know it's serious when these same media outfits are spending millions of dollars on a PR campaign to try to convince you they're fair and balanced, when they're some of the most ignorant and racist people giving that type of mentality a safe haven. We act like we share in the spoils of war that they do. We die in wars. We don't get the contracts to make money off them afterwards. We don't get weapons contracts, nigga. We don't get cheap labor for our companies, nigga. We are cheap labor, nigga. Turn off the news and read, nigga. Read. Read.
Thank you. natural order. Those most deserving will end up with the most. The decree cannot help but always rise up to the top. Well, I say, ship floats. If you thought things had changed, friends, you better think again. But the thoughts and the fewest of words counts are still running the world. Counts are still running the world. Now the working classes are obsolete. They are surplus to society's needs. So let them all kill each other and get made overseas. That's the word, don't you know, from the guys that's running the show. Let's be perfectly clear, boys and girls. Oh, comes are still running the world. Comes are still running the world. Oh, yeah. Children of crayfish and lobster tails. The kind of school is the top of the league. In theory, I respect your right to exist. I will kill you if you move in next to me. I stink. It sucks. It's anthropologically unjust. Oh, that the takings are led by a first. Perfectly natural. Do you think that's some kind of dummy? It's the ideal way to order the world. Fuck the morals, is it making any money? And if you don't like it, then leave. Or use your right to protest on the streets. Yeah, you see, right, but don't imagine that it's hurt. Now, 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 now,
Jarvis Cocker, Running the World. That track goes back a couple years to his self-titled debut solo record, which, of course, I'll remind you at the top of the B-side of the previous episode, 124. We kicked it off with the title track from his brand-new record, Further Complications. But that song's called Running the World. Played it a couple of years ago on Media Monarchy. You might also remember it if you stuck around for the credits of the film Children of Men. You may have heard that song. But before that, we heard Stars of CCTV by the band Hard-Fi from their 2006 record, Stars of CCTV. Gonna get my face on the 6 o'clock news. Immortal Technique, the fourth branch before that from the landmark Revolutionary Volume 2 album from 2003 and kicked it off hearing again from Jello Biafra, this time the Dead Kennedys, with a cut from their B-Sides and Outtakes collection from 87 called Give Me Convenience or Give Me Death, and that track, placing the phone call to the Prime Minister's office, is the improbably titled Kinky Sex Makes the World Go Round. You're listening to The Musical Monarchy. It's May 29th, 2009. It's the 125th episode of MediaMonarchy.com, so I'm celebrating it by getting back to my roots of playing great music for you, like I did on the East Coast, WSHC 89.7, music director, program director, DJ, all-around cheerleader and workhorse for about 10 years. Came out to Portland, got involved in news, politics, conspiracies, and cover-ups, but I'm glad to be playing some music. And again, songs that are seemingly pop music can address heady, important issues, and it's a little bit of sugar. So it's a sugary Media Monarchy musical episode. Last Saturday in Portland at the Hawthorne Theater, I went to go see the French group known as M83. They jetted off the next day to go play at Sasquatch up in Washington State. But going back to their 2003 record when they were a duo, the record Dead Cities, Red Seas, and Lost Ghosts, it's M83 with their track America.
Strongly contested issues. A man does what he must, in spite of personal consequences. spite of obstacles, dangers, and pressures, that is the basis of all human morality.
Now let's talk about self-expression, true expression. Open your mind without question, no doubt. Tell me what you're thinking about. Let's try to set aside pride and clout. Can you believe I feel the same exact way you do? You truly do believe these are the ones that fooled you. Systems exist so we never meet each other. Pretty soon from now that I'm on the word brother. And that's true if they see you walking with a crew. If you don't know, that means more than two. I'll tell you what they'll do. They'll pull over, hunt you over, kick your ass like stick to your shoulder. I know it's unjust as if it wasn't enough. If you try to fight back, you're locking your ass up. And Chuck already told you that a spell is hell. But I'm waiting for the phone call for a spell. Call the guard, tell my teeth are gone. With no beliefs in the streets or the boulevard. I eat rage so my mental is hard. And the heat from my anger just comes at the bar. They reach for the gun, so I put them to sleep. Break the chains and put the shoes back on my feet. He's on the loose with no discernible scars or marks. Just to find a Mandela in the heart of Rosa Parks. So I dip. Time to see the governor and man. Tell them my fans and see if they can. Well, they do, but only if they're on the end. So they append to have a heart and make a plan. But they haven't done shit for us, and that's a fact. Their only function is to keep the funny money where it's at. And it causes pain, stress. Ask me if we need a different way of life.
All 3 years, man. They kill anybody they want. Nobody cares. And anybody can get into a position to do anything about it. Get
killed. Headline, Bush still the presidency. He needs to back it up to me. What could the remedy be? The country's headed for recession. Reminiscent of the Great Depression. Our lives brought the world of power. Easy question. Planes hit the towers in the Pentagon. Killing those the government wasn't dependent on. It's easy to control the scare, so they keep us in fear. With their favorite riddle, we can demon in the positive year. Bush disguises blood, loves his patriotism. Convincing to live into love, operation at Seattle. But when he realized we don't support their attacks, they needed something to distract. Anthrax, the scarlet demonizes Afghani. So America chants while we kill the innocent family. And what better place to start a war? To build a pipeline to get the oil that they had tried before. America supported the Taliban to get Russia out of Afghanistan. That's how they got the arms, man. They're in a war against the Northern Alliance. And we can't build a pipeline in hostile environments. Here's what your history books won't show. You're a dead man for fucking with American dough. They killed several birds with one stone. While you're at home with anti-terrorism up in your dome. But my eyes are wide open and my TV is off. Great, cause I save on my electricity cost. And you can wave at me to shit flag if you did. But they killed us because we've been killing them for years.
Oh,
Emergency Broadcast Network station identification from their 1995 record, the only one, Telecommunication Breakdown. That was the last record I bought from Camelot Music when I was 18 before I headed off to college. And I've found now over the last, 14 years, that that's been a pretty landmark record for me. I think it was kind of ahead of its time. It was a huge media mashup, taking perhaps the ideas from Negative Land and others and putting it into more of a danceable setting. It came with a 3-inch floppy, and the CD also had some videos on there. So it was kind of an early, again, maybe a little ahead of its time. People not quite ready for it. But an early enhanced CD, and definitely a precursor to what we are facing now in the 21st century media, military, entertainment, industrial complex. So a lot of the things in some of the clips and some of the channel-changing sound effects and things that you hear on MediaMonarchy.com come from Emergency Broadcast Network. I've been using those in my own radio production and programming for a long, long time. So there's a little bit of disclosure for you. Before that, we heard Mr. Liff with the track Home of the Brave off of the Emergency Rations EP in 2002. One of the early ones to speak out against the atrocities after 9/11. And we kicked off that set with track America from M83 from their 2003 record Dead Cities, Red Seas, and Lost Ghosts. Like I said, saw them last Saturday night here in Portland. And as long as I'm thinking of it, I have seen several of the artists we've heard on this Media Monarchy mixtape, episode 125. I saw the Black Rebel Motorcycle Club at the 930 Club in Washington, D.C. when they were opening up for Spiritualized. I saw Eve Varzalay, who we heard do Apocalyptic Friend. Saw him play at the Doug Fir here in Portland. Fugazi, lucky enough to have seen a couple times, of course, in D.C., of course, for either free or $5. And we heard from their 2001 record, The Argument, that at this point stands as the last record from Fugazi. I've seen The Faint 2 times here in Portland. And believe it or not, who we started the show with, the one and only Antichrist superstar, Marilyn Manson. I saw him, I guess it was the Mechanical Animals Tour, which what year that would be, I can't remember off the top of my head. Some friends had tickets and they were going, so, well, hell yeah, I'll go along. I've never seen him. And it was definitely a show. Pyrotechnics and lights and booty dancers and costume changes and even Christian protesters out front. I think it was in Richmond, Virginia, so you're going to get that. You'll get that in a festival town. At the top of the show, I quoted Nietzsche by saying, without music, life would be a mistake, and that none of us should make that mistake. So again, I'm glad I've done a Musical Monarchy episode for you. The idea has been bouncing around in my head of creating what I would call Media Monarchy mixtapes, doing little half-hour podcasts of pre-produced, mixed, new music interspersed with other media and sound bites and what have you. That's just one of the numerous projects and things that I want to do with the Media Monarchy and foodworldorder.com and particulation.com. That's the message board that I'm working on for the site. I also mentioned that from 2001 to 2005 on WSHC, I did a show called Skinny, Some of those shows are available at the under construction website, skinnypodcast.blogspot.com. So that's it for the music. But I think it all ties in where we're going to go right now. We're going to have some gifts of forgiveness from the one and only, the gone but not forgotten, the legendary Bill Hicks. I imagine if he wasn't a stand-up comedian, if that label is even sufficient for Bill Hicks, he probably would have been a preacher, but I think what he really wanted to be was a rock star. And you can hear it in a lot of his records. Records that have music added to them. He played music. He, of course, came from the Sacred Cow crew out of Austin, Texas, with Kevin Booth and Alex Jones and others. This will also set the stage for where we're going to go at the end of the episode. So it's the love list and gifts of forgiveness from the one and only Bill Hicks.
Oh my God. Lift me up out of this illusion, Lord. Heal my perception that I know only reality and only you.
But I've always found religion to be fascinating. Ideas such as how people act on their beliefs. Pro-lifers murdering doctors.
Pro-lifers murdering people.
And, it's irony on a base level, but I like it. You know what I mean? It's real basic irony, but still, you can get a hoot. It's a hoot. It's a fucking hoot. Your life is going to kill your ass. That's what fundamentalism breeds, though. No irony, you see. They take the word literally, you know. Fundamentalist, yeah. Well, once again, I recommend a healthy dose of psilocybin mushrooms. 3 weeks ago, two of my friends and I went to a ranch in Fredericksburg, Texas, and took what Terrence McKenna calls a heroic dose. 5 dried grams. Let me tell you, our third eye was squeegeed quite cleanly. I laid in a field of green grass for 4 hours going, my God, I love everything. The heavens parted, God looked down and rained gifts of forgiveness onto my being, healing me on every level, psychically, physically, emotionally. And I realized our true nature is spirit, not body, that we are eternal beings, and God's love is unconditional, and there's nothing we can ever do to change that. It is only our illusion that we are separate from God or that we are alone. In fact, the reality is we are one with God, and He loves us. Now, if that isn't a hazard to this country, you see my point. How are we going to keep building nuclear weapons? You know what I mean? What's going to happen to the arms industry when we realize we're all one? It's going to fuck up the economy. The economy that's fake anyway. Which would be a real bummer, you know? I don't see why the government's cracking down on the idea of experiencing unconditional love. It's interesting that 2 drugs that are legal, alcohol and cigarettes, 2 drugs that do absolutely nothing for you whatsoever. And drugs that grow naturally upon this planet, drugs that open your eyes up to make you realize how you're being fucked every day of your life. Those drugs are against the law. Wow. Coincidence? I don't know.
sure their motives are pure. But isn't that great? Mushrooms grow on cow turds. I love that. I think that's why you giggle the first hour. Disillusion, Lord. Heal my perception that I know only reality and only you.
Stuff like that.
I took most rings and went to astral world and I had a really bad time.
You're a moron. They are sacred. Go to nature. Must to be on the black dragon tripping. I would fucking be puking there about 50 yards with each hurdle of the black dragon. Whoa! Whoa! Zest dragon. I just think it's interesting to see how people act on their beliefs, you know what I mean? Because all your beliefs, they're just that. They're nothing. There's how you were taught and raised. That doesn't make them real. That's why I always recommend a psychedelic experience, because it does make you realize everything you learned is in fact just learned and not necessarily true. But we've got to come to some new ideas about life, okay? I'm not being facetious about abortion. It might be a real issue, it might not. It doesn't really matter to me, because what matters is if you really believe in the sanctity of life, then you believe it for people of all ages. That's what I hate about this fucking child worship syndrome going on around. Take it to children. God, how many children were to wake up? The children! Hey, what does that mean? They reach a certain age, they're off your fucking love list? Fuck your children. If that's the way you feel, fuck you with them. You either love people in general from all ages, you shut the fuck up. Yo, what kind of philosophy is this? I don't know. I'm chasing this philosophy like a hound. I don't know where it's headed. Trying to treat it, you know.
Who are you talking with? You give kids enough. Who are you?
I'm me. It's true. Shut the fuck up. Quit thinking you're going to fucking make the world better by bringing more little fucking cabbages to the planet. Why don't you try loving the people that are already fucking here, okay? Instead of living for a future that never fucking comes. It doesn't exist. It ain't coming. There is no future. There's no such thing. It doesn't exist. You're our future. And children are our future. There's no such thing, asshole. Take some mushrooms and squeeze you your third fucking eye. Oh my God, there is only this moment. The argument doesn't work with an eat flapjack. Go back to your fucking crackerjack lifestyle, and I'll eat that evolution bell curve. I'll be sitting there a while. It's kind of a tortoise in the hare story. That's Bill waiting for people to catch up.
Science is
going to save us, Bill.
Oh, fuck.
Take mushrooms, folks, and squeeze your third fucking eye. Okay, TV is clouded over, okay? TV is like taking black paint to your eye. Take mushrooms. What do you think, mushrooms are like an accident? You think it's a fucking accident? Mushrooms grow on cow shit? Where do you think the phrase "that's good shit" came from?
Still waiting for the people to catch up. The one and only Bill Hicks. love list and gifts of forgiveness. And you did hear, as I referenced, a little bit of his music there towards the end, him singing. And I also remixed that with some music from Cotton Belly. So that's going to do it for the Musical Monarchy special 125th episode. Thank you for indulging me in getting back to my DJ roots. Let's run down the list of the artists that you've heard. And I implore you to go check out more. Not necessarily from the first artist. I think you're pretty familiar with Marilyn Manson. Arma Goddamn Motherfucking Geddon from the brand new record The High End of Low. We heard from Mixmaster Mike, The Faint, Primal Scream, Willie Williams, Pedestrian, Fugazi, Patton Oswalt, Eve Barzelay of Clem Snide, Anti-Pop Consortium, Black Rebel Motorcycle Club, Jello Biafra, Pressure Drop, Thievery Corporation, Suede, Dead Kennedys, Immortal Technique, Hard Fi, Jarvis Cocker, M83, Mr. Lif, Emergency Broadcast Network, and finished it off with Bill Hicks. What I want to do now with the remaining minutes and moments here at the end of 125, as a way to remind you and implore you to go check out my recent interview with investigative journalist and author Alex Constantine. It's a special one-hour interview episode of Media Monarchy. So what I want to do to help promote that more, and it also, I think, ties in quite well with what we've just done with the Musical Monarchy, I want to read the foreword to Alex Constantine's 2000 book published by Feral House in 2000, The Covert War Against Rock, What You Don't Know About the Deaths of Jim Morrison, Tupac Shakur, Michael Hutchence, Ryan Jones, Jimi Hendrix, Phil Oakes, Bob Marley, Peter Tosh, John Lennon, The Notorious B.I.G. So reading from the foreword from Alex Constantine's The Covert War Against Rock. The corporate media harbors hundreds of CIA propagandists and fawning loyalists who find revelations concerning domestic political assassinations inconvenient and stroll by with little comment. The central revelation of this book is the fact that the agency and organized crime have, for over 30 years, engaged in a program to silence popular musicians whose influence subverts the cynical thought control tactics of American government and media. There exists within both worlds a rigidly conservative infrastructure that has little regard for human rights. This infrastructure has contributed to the rise of every fascist regime in the Third World. It has overthrown many a democratically elected leader and favors death squad rule. It thrives on war, propaganda, and social control. It takes a dim view of critics in the music industry, particularly young communards who advocate demilitarization, dreadlocked musicians standing up for their rights, or street thugs who condemn police violence and suggest shooting back. The untimely deaths of John Lennon, Bob Marley, Tupac Shakur, and other rock musicians who lashed out at the established order were followed by widespread suspicion of foul play. The murder of Lennon led Fenton Bressler, an English barrister, to descend reluctantly into the hidden labyrinth of CIA mind control operations, and the result of his investigation, Who Killed John Lennon, the book from 1989, raised provocative questions regarding the deep history of Mark David Chapman. But Bressler was an exception. Hard questions concerning the deaths of most musicians in this book have never been asked. On the contrary, many reporters and biographers are inclined to dismiss, with varying degrees of condescension, evidence of murder as grist for exotic conspiracy theories, though these, of course, do tend to run rampant when fascism, which is inherently conspiratorial, dominates the intelligence community. This unwillingness to dissect covert operations renders reporters with integrity incapable of evaluating the evidence and arriving at an objective judgment. An attempt is made here to correct this imbalance, to treat the evidence with the seriousness it deserves. A sobering example. 10 years ago, this now almost 20 years ago, the statement that Brian Jones, founding member of the Rolling Stones, was murdered would have been met with ridicule. Everyone knew that Jones died in 1969 by accidental drowning. The rational view held that Jones was a fiercely talented but precocious, drug-crazed rogue with an irrepressible death wish. But the subsequent confession of his killer and the testimony of several witnesses intimidated into silence has since dispelled the status quo belief, though the press remains largely indifferent. Brian Jones was murdered. Journalists should take care to not let it happen again, but this is not a profession that readily learns from its mistakes. Reporters will transcribe the official verdict on the next accidental drowning, pride themselves on their objectivity for refusing to be lured by bothersome details into contradicting the official record. A politically indifferent public will accept all this, and hypocritical distortions of the propagandists are accepted. Anyone with a penchant to research the subject is advised that there are patterns to look for to distinguish a political hit from the apolitical variety and accidental or natural causes. Nearly all celebrity subjects of this volume knew extreme paranoia before their deaths. John Lennon and Jim Morrison were both driven to desperation by constant FBI harassment. Jones, Brian Jones, was made a nervous wreck by police raids and the intimidations of a circle of killers who infiltrated his household. Jimi Hendrix feared Michael Jeffrey, his manager, a self-avowed intelligence agent with mafia ties who stole from him, then arranged for his kidnapping and probable murder. Bob Marley received a death threat from the CIA and sang about his war with the agency. Tupac Shakur lived in defiance of a COINTELPRO-type operation waged, he realized, to destroy his career and silence him. Another recurring theme is the posthumous publications of books libeling the deceased and misleading the reader on the circumstances of death. Bob Woodward, Danny Sugarman, and the late Albert Goldman worked this genre and profited handsomely from it. In the mainstream media, discrediting tactics are also common, and the death is almost always blamed on the victim. Cass Elliot, according to one fraudulent medical expert in a flurry of erroneous press reports, was claimed by gluttony. Jones was a victim of vague misadventure, and drugs were said to have contributed, despite the fact that he had been off them for a month before he died. It was widely reported falsely that Jimi Hendrix overdosed on heroin, and it is universally held that he choked on his own vomit. Though the true circumstances are complex and have driven many of his friends to demand an investigation. Michael Hutchence, ex-lead singer of NXS, was supposedly done in by autoerotic sex. But a broken hand, split lip, and contusions on his body have not been explained. In each case, cruel exaggeration and blatant falsehood parade as fact. The victim often leaves behind witnesses whose testimony is wildly at variance. Sometimes they even contradict themselves on the essential facts. It's tempting to walk away from a case like this in a fit of frustration until considering the chill that death threats put on eyewitness testimony. A coerced witness makes false statements to police and the press. Three or four witnesses, knowing that the killers mean business, will fabricate details to fill in the gaps of information they're forced to withhold under threat of retaliation. When seen in this light, blaring contradictions in a murder case should be interpreted as possible duress. And this brings us to another recurring theme. The cover-up proves the crime. And in each case examined, the perpetrators and their accomplices have altered history by concealing crucial evidence. This book is an attempt to return that evidence to the historical record. That is the foreword to the book, The Covert War Against Rock, by Alex Constantine. And again, I will implore you to go get, to go digest, to please share and spread the word about my recent interview with Alex Constantine. We focus on the curious crash of Flight 3407, but we also discuss American idolization and the covert war against rock. And that's going to do it for this Musical Monarchy, the 125th episode of MediaMonarchy.com. It's May 29th, 2009. My name is James Evan Pilato. I'm your host and webmaster and DJ in this case, coming to you live from the Portland Radio Authority, praradio.org, and revereradio.net. Thanks to Free Radio Olympia and Boulder Free Radio and Cascadia Public Radio for rebroadcasting the show. I hope you guys will play the Media Monarchy interview with Alex Constantine. And I'll keep doing it. Interviews, mixtapes, videos, podcasts, news, politics, conspiracies, and cover-ups. It's all here on MediaMonarchy.com. One thing I wanted to do but forgot at the end of the B-side of 124, it would have been more fitting at the end of that episode where I went over all the new news. But we'll have to do it here and now. And that's the short list of creepy customers coming to MediaMonarchy.com in the past week. We talk about the hidden hand of the intelligence networks. It's not so hidden when you can track them visiting your website. State of Nebraska, Office of the CIO, out of Lincoln, Nebraska, they Googled B-52 MITO. DARPA, the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, out of Silver Spring, Maryland, they Googled status of Zach Lemnois and Senate confirmation, of course, tying in with the new cybersecurity czar. ConocoPhillips Company, out of Bartlesville, Oklahoma. We also had the Wisconsin Department of Transportation out of Middleton, Wisconsin. They Googled plastic coffins in Georgia. And you should, too. col.dcma.mil, the Defense Contract Management Agency out of Alexandria, Virginia. They were reading about the recent release of the failed Ford assassin, Sarah Jane Moore. And lastly, the return visit, hadn't seen them in a while, our good friends at the Drug Enforcement Administration out of Arlington, Virginia. They were reading about last year's story of Pentagon to test invisible gas on Crystal City, Virginia. There it is, and there you have it. We open the show by quoting Nietzsche, "Without music, life would be a mistake." But also, get active or get radioactive. Take care. And again, thanks to Glenn at CascadiaPublicRadio.org. Who not only serves up Media Monarchy and the Corbett Report and Ground Zero Lounge and Alan Watt, Wayne Madsen, Webster Tarpley, on and on and on and on. Actually, if you just subscribe to Glenn's feed on RadioForAll.net, that'll pretty much cover you for all your alternative radio news needs.
This is Cascadia Public Radio.
Police would get in just the same.